And Marama Davidson is with us for a kōrero. Hey, Marama, tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale. Morena, kia koutou.
Kia ora, thank you. Firstly, the conservation land under threat. We know that bits and bobs is not an appropriate description of these taonga. Every piece of land is papatūnuku, and so to dismiss it so flippantly, I didn't sit very comfortably, and the fear that it's the thin end of the wedge here. A little bit embarrassing, really, for the conservation minister at the end of last week, Marama?
Quite heinous, actually, that he is trying to understate the value of all conservation land, but also he's actually also hiding behind iwi. I think then that he should just guarantee that actually iwi and hapū will indeed get right of first refusal over any disposal, and I say disposal in quote marks. He should also guarantee that there will absolutely not be private corporations that any of this land is opened up to for sell-off or for economic use. He should rule out mining. He should rule out extractive activities that harm papatūānuku, that harm the inheritance of our mokopuna. But he is refusing to do that. And so, Dale, I am proud across the country we are seeing the people stand up and say, bugger off. We cannot let this happen, and the Greens certainly will not.
Tēnā koe. Now, over the weekend, there's a lot of traction, but also a lot of criticism, which you'll understand from the moneyed up right. Committing to tax, this is the Greens' policies as we go into November, yes. Ihoma, to tax the super rich and large corporates more fairly, and that you're suggesting will cut the income tax for many of us. Succinctly put it to our listeners, please, Marama, what do you foresee?
Now we have enough in Aotearoa for everyone to live a good life, to have housing and kai, and be able to afford to pay their power bills. But for far too long, people have been working so hard and still struggling to make ends meet, while the super rich effectively are paying half the tax rate on their assets and their wealth than, say, our nurses, hairdressers, teachers, and tradies. This is wrong. And so the Greens are proposing a super rich tax, excluding the family home, on assets worth at least $10 million per individual. And we are proposing a capital acquisitions tax on revenue that is above $1 million. And then above $1 million, we are proposing a 33% tax on gifts and inheritances. Again, excludes the family home and the family farm. Now, under our policy, 96% of the population will pay less tax because for too long, the burden has been on workers instead of wealth. And only 0.3% of the population will pay our super rich tax. But most importantly, it will mean that we can invest properly back into the critical public services that our community deserve, like public housing and water infrastructure and sewerage infrastructure and health and education. So I'm really proud, Dale, because it shows that this is just a policy decision that we can make, that no longer will only a few be able to share the most of the resources and the power.
Many will say, well, look, you're pushing socialist kaupapa forward and pushing out capitalist. Would that be right?
I am proud, Dale, that we are showing a solution where we no longer have to tolerate one in seven tamariki and their whānau going without the basics, living with material hardship, not able to have a home and healthy kai and heating in their homes. This is unacceptable and it is unnecessary. Whatever label people want to put in it, Aotearoa used to be able to care for people better. And over successive governments, politicians have allowed for the system to keep privileging the wealthy few. We do not have to tolerate that any longer. I am proud of taking on corporate greed and taking on the super rich. Whatever label people want to put on that, actually what we are hearing in response to our announcement yesterday on taxing the super rich is massive relief and hope that we can actually do this, and the people, if they choose this, can have this.
Some see this place as a bolt hole for wealth, and there's no capital gains tax. You can buy numerous properties. Overseas investors can buy, literally offer a land menu that's sent to them via the internet, and they can make a huge amounts of money here. It's a restructuring of the tax system. How do you think this sort of thinking will sit with Ngāi Māori?
We are so much more than a tax haven. And, you know, for Ngāi Māori, gosh, it's quite an insult for us, I would think, that the super rich are looking at us as nothing more than a bolt hole and a tax haven. We are so much more than that. Our whakapapa includes that we are a beautiful country of culture, of creativity, of beautiful manaaki and warm people, of taiao and oceans and rivers and native forests. We, as a country, have got some of the least strong tax systems around the world. We are more than that. We do not need to allow for corporate greed where Facebook is making billions off our people but not paying their fair share of tax. And our corporate tax rate and our big tech tax will make sure that those big companies are contributing back from, you know, to the communities that they are profiting from. So we're really proud of that, Dale. And for Ngāi Māori, this is also about our mokopuna, ensuring that they can live lives with mana, eh, and their whānau. There is no reason or excuse why every single child in their whānau cannot live with mana. And that is what I'm really proud of.
And so corporates who are making money but also have mana can stay. And for those who are hoha at such a regime that taxes the uber wealthy, what are you saying? They can leave town. So be it, eh?
And you know what? We've accounted for some change in behaviour in our policy. There might be some few who change their behaviour to try and avoid some tax. We've already accounted for that. We can still get $5 billion of extra revenue a year with our policy, even taking into account some change of behaviour from corporates or the super rich. But Dale, you know, if that's all that they think of us as a bolt hole for their tax, for their wealth, that's sad for them. What we know, though, is from other countries around the world that this idea that people will flee, it's really, really overblown. It's a crumbling debate. Also, because of that issue that I mentioned, where for similar countries, you know, we're like the last bastion of a place that hasn't got enough tax on super rich. So where are they going to go? You know, and for those that do want to leave, they're still going to leave behind the infrastructure, the bricks and mortar, the properties that they might have invested in. You know, that's up to them. But actually, that argument hasn't played out.
Well, we know that many of these organisations, these huge mega companies, they make careers out of tax avoidance. In reality, you should pay the tax and be proud you're making enough money to be able to afford to pay the tax, rather than slipping and sliding. Everyday workers don't have the opportunity to sidestep tax responsibilities as big corporates do and have done across generations. Manawa Davidson with us, co-leader of the Greens. Geez, everyone's jockeying here and digging at each other. I see Simeon Brown swiping at New Zealand First. Winston says, oh, well, you know, we said we'd give a grand to Babies for KiwiSaver. That's been eclipsed with $1,500 from National. So it does appear to be very unstable in this coalition arrangement as we build towards November. And now we sort of have to get used to race baiting. And the Independent Māori Statutory Board, the latest to come under fire by New Zealand First. What about Māori decision-making? And local decision-making, how do the Greens respond to these sorts of issues that are surfacing, but not unexpectedly, Marama?
You know, all around the country, I've heard from local government and local regional authorities about how much more better off they are for having Māori at the table, Dale. How much more enduring their decisions are to make decisions about water systems and working with local mana whenua, iwi and hapu to understand how to take better care of our communities and our living systems, our life-supporting systems. Nothing but gratitude is what I'm hearing from around the country. You know, and the Greens, yeah, it's hohai, some of the stuff that's happening. I'm sure our people are seeing the nitpicking, the back and forth across the government parties. All I can do is stay focused on our solutions to ensure that we protect papatūānuku, that we protect mokopuna and whānau, that we uphold te tiriti, because it is the protection against Trump trying to get our minerals. It is the protection against offshore multi-corporates trying to get access to our labour and exploit our environment. It is the protection to the good laws that will prioritise the well-being of people instead of just profit. And that's the focus that the Greens will continue to have. I'm really proud of us putting out there the solutions so people can see we can change things. It doesn't have to be this way.
Tēnā koe. Thank you. We talk weekly, but a lot happens in a week. What's going on for you? I see that you're with the top twins celebrating the Untouchable Girls. Just looking through some of your socials, Marama, and thank you. But what are you prioritising in the week ahead, Tuahine?
We're off back to Wellington. It's a sitting week this week. Gosh, today I've got lots of media that I'm really grateful for to talk and to get out there our solutions for tax, our solutions for making sure ordinary people can actually get ahead. We're going to have a big focus this week, Dale, on environment, on conservation. On Thursday, I'll be back in Tāmaki Makaurau at a big conference that is held every year, hosted by the Environmental Defence Society. But basically, it's to have a real focus on protecting tile. I'll be focusing on, you know, Minister Pōtaka trying to dispose of conservation lands. I'll be focusing on ensuring that a conservation strategy has to be a tiriti-led strategy. So I'm really proud and relieved that I'm going to be able to get some specific focus on tile this week.
As always, appreciate your kōrero, rich kōrero this week as well. Thank you. Proposing, you know, some significant changes to our tax regime here in NZ. It's always neat having a kōrero with you, Tuahine. Thanks again, Marama. All the best for the week ahead.
Always my pleasure to talk with you and the team at Wātea Dale. Ngā mihi nui kia koutou.
Ngā mihi.